Cincinnati, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy.
We'll never recoup
this. My final episode of Popping Bottles.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, you probably know my name. It's Josh Goey. I am the top half of the co-hosts of a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. The gentleman you hear chuckling is the second top half. By the name of...
It's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. I thought I was going to be bottom half. It made me nervous.
Where do you want to be? Side? Care. Top left? Bottom
if
right?
If we're in a horse costume, where do you prefer?
Oh, on top.
Okay.
Riding the horse.
I'm on top too. Yeah.
So we have to build a robot skeleton
I'm
body.
I'm fine with this. Yeah.
It's going to take a while. Bobby, how are you doing?
Man, I'm tired.
Whoa.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
I'm a tired boy.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Mm-hmm. God listens to all you sinners.
That's right. He just chooses to do nothing.
Yeah. He's busy.
He hears you.
He just wants you to shut up. No, I'm okay, man. It's been a long week. I'm tired. I like that it's not hot as hell today when we record.
Hot as hell.
How are you, buddy?
Similar. Also tired. Usually we do these smack dab in the middle of a weekend.
Yeah, bro.
We're doing these at the beginning crest of a weekend.
Ooh.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to soak in that weekend, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I am not tired. I'm bringing the energy, baby.
Bring it, baby!
I'm
going to
crash hard.
If
only I had a mixture of sugar and alcohol.
Maybe we'll get there at some point.
Yeah, speaking of that, we have a wonderful guest by the name of...
Jason Geis!
Yay! The Six Flags song. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, Josh. Also, like you boys, tired. It's been a long week.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what it is.
It's been a long life.
Yeah!
Like pandemic-wise and otherwise.
Just,
like,
my life's really settling in this week, though.
Just
all hit me.
Yeah.
It was a big oops.
Just constant nervousness about everything constantly.
Yeah.
All those sexy teens downtown today made me nervous for several reasons.
So many sexy teens.
Yeah. My roommate is back in the office starting this week.
Oh, yeah. Oof,
she's not happy about it.
Sure. No.
Because she was like, there's no, like... she works in a major school. I won't say the name.
Ooh, say the name.
But, like, there's different rules for different departments. And, there's nobody, like, okay, because, like, some people are not back till October.
Right.
Some people are not back till September.
Yeah.
People are like, you got to come to the office right now. And she was like, we've been doing work from home for the past year.
For, like, 2 years.
No need to rush it.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Especially now that things are weird and Lollapalooza is going on. Of all things, you saw them. I saw a photo of everybody in the train.
Oh,
that's what I saw.
And they're all like masks on chains.
And I saw
or no masks.
A little bit of it just from where I have to pop on the train.
Uh-huh.
So I said, luckily, I was seeing it pop off, pop on, pop up. As I was leaving work today, I saw them coming down. And I was like, oh, that's trouble.
That is trouble.
So I work in the suburbs. Obviously, I've been working from home. But every year, all the suburb children coming on the Metra is just like,
sure.
It's like, I forget it's Lala until I like look up from my curmudgeonly Tom Clancy novel. And they're all like swinging from the top.
Well, the
like, ah, it's Lala.
There's like even less rules of the Metra.
It's no man's land.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no rules, just right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Outback?
No, it's Metro.
All right.
Moving on.
Let's go Outback tonight.
One Bloomin' Onion, please.
Speaking of Bloomin' Onions.
What a segue.
Yeah. Flawless. What beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today, you little Bloomin' Onion?
As Josh has always traditionally called me a Bloomin' Onion, that made sense. Well, I have chosen the alcoholic beverage, the beer, not your father's root beer.
Ooh. Not your father's root beer. 9% alcohol by volume, 12 fluid ounces. We have the little bottles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Let's taste.
Cheers.
We'll talk about what we taste. As in all tastings, you're not wrong. Wait, taste is what you taste.
Oh.
Oh.
That's okay. Here's my problem. Honesty. I will be. Here's my problem. I don't like root beer.
Well, that was gonna be a problem for you. This is pretty much no matter what.
Yeah, it's a non-starter with Rob.
Yeah.
So.
But I've never liked it. But this is pretty good though. It's very creamy. I get that creamy taste. Yeah. I don't taste the booze.
Yeah.
Which I think is maybe part of the fun of it.
I do at first. It hits you, and then the sweetness just kind of washes over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually the on tap version tastes quite different, and it's 11.3 ABV, so it's even more dangerous, and it tastes more like booze.
Oh. I like root beer, and I think maybe that's why this isn't something I reach for, because it's root beer adjacent, mm-hmm. but it's not quite. Correct. So it's like it's like in a no man's land for me.
Yep.
Flavor wise, I can't place it. I think it's the alcohol that's really throwing me. I don't mind it, right? But it's not something that I.
Did you ever suck on those root beer barrels as kids?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Or as an adult, like
no, just children.
At the hey kid,
you going to Lollapalooza?
You need more glitter.
What, Rock Bottom? They used to give out those root beer barrels, or they'd have a big bowl of them by the door. Yep. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't finish that. I'd be like, "This is kind of fun."
This is fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Wasted. Is that being Rock Bottom?
I know why it's called this.
I don't know why I never got into root beer. Like A&W's are very big in the Metro Detroit area.
So good.
And Barks has bites.
It does have bites.
Yeah.
Mug?
There was
Mug.
There was a local brewery that made their own root beer. It's called Local Color. I think it's closed now.
Yep. Local Color's great root beer.
Yeah. Oh, so do they still make it?
Well, I've had it.
Okay.
I don't know if they still make it.
Fun side story. Where Local Color became the new Second City in Detroit before it shut down.
Can they not keep anything in that place?
I don't know.
Boy.
It was wrong to move the Novi.
Sprecher's is very good, too.
Sprecher's is great.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, boutique-y root beers.
Yeah, that's the one. And Goose Island? IBC
great.
Also also good. IBC is, we'll get into my history later. Before we get into your history with root beer, let's get a little bit of the history of Not Your Father's Root Beer. 5.9% malt beverage.
Your chair is squeaking so much. See if you can adjust. I don't know. I don't know. I just keep hearing it.
Keep it in the edit.
This guy slams the table. I get busted for squeaky chairs. We'll figure this out.
I'll figure it out. I don't need to call it out.
Now it's all I can hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way better. Yeah. I just want to see you move.
We're all doing body rolls right now.
Yeah. This is all good.
Are you at home?
No, keep it. In 1988, a gentleman by the name of Tim Kovac starts homebrewing various beers in his house. He lives or is local to Winneka. No, not Winneka. Wakanda. Illinois.
Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, right here in Illinois.
Forever.
In 2010, armed with a federal grant, one article I read mentioned he was divorced. I don't know why that's pertinent to this.
Divorce local, man.
Divorce local Wakanda native.
Starts brewery. Launches a brewery called Small Town Brewery with his then business partner, John Dopak. In 2012, after years of research, they start bottling and selling Not Your Father's Root Beer, one of their flagship beers.
Oh. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just so used to like all these beers starting way later. What was the year this started again?
2012.
But before, what was the year we said before that?
He started the brewery in 2010 officially. Before that, he was homebrewing.
You said 2010. I'm like, yep, 1910. Absolutely.
1910.
Yeah. So when you jumped to 2012, I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah. We're not.
Sorry.
We'll get into the root beer history in a different episode.
Of course. No. Yeah. I'm sorry. I started
that, and then I was like, you know what? Let's not.
Clarification.
This is juicy.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know this stuff, but it's
I know a little bit.
It's juicerific.
Ooh.
He starts selling it locally in Illinois around the bars, and it sells like gangbusters. People love it. As you mentioned earlier, originally it had a 19.5 ABV.
Yeah, but
It starts flying off the shelves. They realize they have a hit on their hands. In 2013, Fusion Projects comes a-calling, PH Fusion, famous for the Four Loko brand.
Four.
I just took my shirt off.
Hey, Lola kids.
Glitter. They start hooking up with a small town brewery, and they start get into distribution wider in the Illinois area. So specifically with Lakeshore Brewery. Brewery. Chicago has a three-tiered distribution system. We don't have to get into that.
No, get into it.
All right. An 8-hour podcast.
Jesus Christ.
What an episode.
In 2015, Pabst is like, wait a minute, this is selling a lot of beer. We want a piece of that. So they hook up and join the company or buy it out and start national distribution. Also around this time, we get a new flavor. We get a ginger, not your father's, ginger cream ale or ginger ale, depending on when you got it.
Oh.
In 2016, vanilla cream ale is added to the lineup. In 2019, they do a full rebrand because their marketing research is young women, specifically in like the 20s age, are the number one drinkers of Not Your Father's Root Beer. Everybody drinks it, but this is like the largest segment. So this is why, and the branding's very like feminine.
Very Instagram?
Yeah, yeah. It's very Instagrammable.
Very Instagrammable.
And so is their website.
Oh my God, it's really funny. It's so true.
It used to look like an old timey.
Yeah, it was like there was like an old guy with like a barrel. Yeah. It was like very brown and black.
It was very brown. Yep.
And now it's like white with like.
It's Instagram.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah.
It's one butterfly short of a post.
What a shame. I want that old bottle back.
Right.
No, they also added lemonade to the lineup.
Oh.
But the juicy part is this.
Oh.
So Tim is like, I'm a brewer. I made this Not Your Father's Root Beer completely from a beer recipe. And the reason that there's so much alcohol in it is the additives and the roots that I put in there. And all the beer people are like, there's no way there's enough sugar in what you're brewing to make it a beer. You're making a malt beverage akin to a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Akin to something like that. Something that's, you're either doing an additive of like straight up vodka, like a neutral grain to get it that high alcohol, or you're making a malt liquor, which is like you brew basically booze, like liquor, and then add flavoring to make it taste like what you want to taste.
Oh.
But I think it's a mixture. He's either not that good and then, you
is
know,
he
the
a
story.
Home brewer?
He initially was, but then everybody's backing him up for the story.
So, on shelves, like if you go into a liquor store or a beer store, it's not with beer. It's with malt beverages or Mike's Hard Lemonade or even seltzer sometimes.
I think with the rebrand, it says malt beverage on the label now.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Before, it was saying it was specifically a beer. And it won gold medals. It won like beer competitions.
It won a ton of beer competitions.
So I think maybe they're either owning up to it or they're just like getting beyond it. Because like, who cares? They're already making money.
Yeah.
I never noticed
that. Drinking it. Yeah, yeah.
But like there was an article in the Chicago Times just kind of about the history of it. And like, this one like brewer was just like, I went and talked to Tim, and I'm even more confused now because he described what he was doing, and I was like, there's no physical way, like, there's no scientific way what you're saying is correct. But he was sticking to the story, and it didn't matter. It's a hit, baby.
It's a hit, baby.
It's already been bought. National, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
The place I went, I called ahead. I was like, hey, do you have this? They go, yeah, we got one case left. I was like, put that aside.
The whole case.
So I had no idea where it was located. I just went to the counter. The nice man gave me it.
It was a kindly old man.
Kindly old man. He's like, you should be on the bottle.
Not anymore.
What?
Now, your dad didn't drink this, did he?
I don't think so.
That's the only way I'll give it
to
you.
But if you notice on the label, in very faint type under Not Your Father's Root Beer, it says, but he'd like it too.
Oh, okay.
That's a design challenge. Mm-hmm. As a graphic designer, I am puzzled by this label.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No, when it came out, when it came back out, I thought it was discontinued. It took me forever to figure out that this was that.
Oh.
I thought that it's off the shelves, even though it was sitting in the exact same slot. I'm like, that's not it.
Because your eyes were like scanning for it, and you're like, I don't see it.
Yeah,
it wasn't until Nico ordered it that I was like, oh, that's the new label.
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
I don't like the label. Yeah.
No.
Go back to the old guy.
Pass.
Yeah. Fine, but the old label was better. Anyway.
Way better.
That's the history of it. Let's get into your history with it. We want to know the first time you ever had a Not Your Father's Root Beer and the last time you ever had a Not Your Father's Root Beer. In this segment, huh?
The first time, last time.
Last time. Yum, yum. So here's the thing. Like so up until 2012, so it's prescient.
It tracks.
I was a soda addict. Like, ooh. I, you know, I was drinking 12 to 14 cans a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a much larger lad.
What sodas?
So, root beer.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there we are. Yeah. Root beer, Dr. Pepper, Cherry Coke.
The good stuff.
The good shit.
Yeah.
I hit it hard. So, when I started to lose weight and made the effort to lose weight, I cut soda cold turkey. So, I haven't had soda since 2011.
In any form.
In any form.
Sugar,
well,
sugar
I mean, I should say, like, in a
soda
drink.
Water. Yeah.
Sure. Every now and then. Sure. Yeah. Every now and then, someone will give me a sip of one, but, like, no, in almost no form. And even now, like, when I have it, if I have a sip of it in someone's drink or something, my body immediately is like, I reject you.
Yeah.
But because I was so addicted to it, I was missing that flavor. Mm-hmm. And so I started sucking on those root beer barrels to get that root beer flavor.
Was there a root beer barrel brand that you would like buy?
Just like the generic drugstore ones.
Yeah.
That are like,
you find them anywhere.
Red label brand.
Yeah.
And then we were at a bar, and I looked up, and it was on the tap. It was like, not your father's root beer. And I was like, is that actually a soda? And they're like, no, it's a very strong beer. Poured me one, and I'm like, uh-oh. And because
you're
I love root
I'm
beer.
I'm back, baby.
So that was the first time I had one. But it's not in a lot of bars. And so I would go to bars, ask if they had it on bottle or tap, and very few in Chicago have it. There's a couple.
Do you remember the first? Do you remember what bar you were at?
Yeah, there's one. I don't remember the name of it. It's in Wicker Park on Milwaukee. Those bars have all changed over now.
Like
now they're all like hipster faux English bars.
Yeah,
exactly. But it was in Wicker Park, and there's a couple bars. Let's see, which bar right around here has it? Hamburger Mary's had it for a while, which is super strange.
Huh.
Yeah, so a couple bars every now and then. I would just always ask when I was in, but not enough places had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then funnily enough, when I started working at Comedy Sports.
Shout out.
We carried it in the bar.
Really?
We did, but it took me a while to notice it. And I don't know what it was. I looked down at one point. It was like, oh, what beer do I want? Like, is that a Not Your Father's Root Beer? And he goes like, yeah. I started back up from Comedy Sports. So, like, when I started at Comedy Sports, I started.
Aww.
And then this Walgreens right across the street from me, I was in there not that long ago, and they carry it. So now I always have one in my refrigerator.
Yeah, nice.
So I have one in my refrigerator right now. I offered Rob, I'm like, I'll bring them if you can't find them, because I am always flush.
That's right.
Everyone brings it. Like, Nicole and Paul will bring them to me every time they see me. Like, now it's just like, anyone who comes over is like, and I brought the requisite child's beverage you drink. But yeah, it was mainly because I couldn't really drink it. Like, after I lost a ton of weight, I didn't have the same, like, taste for drinking anymore.
Mm. Sure.
Like, beer was, you know, I still drink beer, and it's not a big deal, but I couldn't, like, pound it the way I used to.
You say you lost a lot of weight. Would you say that, like, liquid calories was, like, the majority of excess calories, basically?
Yeah, so I would say, so I stopped drinking soda, and that was the first 100 pounds. I didn't do anything else except drink water and not drink soda. So yeah, I wasn't ever a big, like, or I was a fairly big beer drinker and liquor drinker. But after I wasn't as like, or beer would fill me like really quickly. I would get super filled with beer. So I was never able to like find something I really liked. For whatever reason, like this and Corona, I can drink all day. It doesn't fill me. I don't know what it is about it.
Yeah.
Corona is just like delicious, delicious exotic water. But for whatever reason, I can drink these and I don't feel full. I don't feel gross. I don't feel sick. So that was part of it too. I was like, for some reason, I can drink these.
I mean, you gotta find what you like.
Yeah, and it doesn't. I can kind of hang and drink these, and they're delicious ice cold.
Mm, yeah, good. Well, the label says it's served over ice.
That's right.
So my dad would also like it.
Your dad. So yeah, that was it. Kind of like filled a very specific niche for me of like, I missed root beer and soda. I couldn't really drink a ton, but this, for whatever reason. Plus, I'm an insatiable sweet tooth.
Ooh.
See a little pudding pie?
Excuse me. My little blooming onion.
Ooh, right. Speaking of blooming onion, am I right?
Sugar onion. Blooming onion, sugar on it.
When was the last time you had one?
Like, last night?
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
I usually, like, if I'm cooking, I'll crack one open while I'm cooking.
Sure, cocktail.
I made some pork loin last night and added some of that to it.
There you go.
I can see that. That'd be good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can use it.
I have it fairly regularly. I have a problem. Listeners, help me.
He's grabbed all your beers and he's drinking.
I mean, I don't like it that much, but I should have a little bit more.
No. I'm standing on a corner at Rob's house, naked, these bottles of beer.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's clinking them. Warriors.
Rob, about to play.
First time, last time you ever had Not Your Father's Root Beer?
Today. And today. Maybe today. Again, it's not bad. The more I'm having it, the more I'm getting used to it.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely grown on me.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I would have two in a night. No. But I could see this as being like, I'm having like a light dinner. Maybe this will like go mix well with whatever I'm having. But again, I'm not a root beer guy. Sorry, listeners.
Cream soda at all?
I like cream soda.
Yeah, like a red cream soda or orange cream soda.
Oh yeah, I love
cream soda. Cream soda?
I'll have a cream soda. Cream soda.
Orange cream soda.
Yeah.
Orange cream soda.
I love orange cream soda. I don't know what it is about root beer. I don't know. I think it's my. I love. Speaking of soda addiction, hello. Yes, I'm part of that. Soda Anonymous. I think I'm just expecting like a Diet Coke flavor from root beer, and then I don't have it, and I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
My brain wants what my tongue doesn't taste. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm there's disconnect.
Smart. Yeah, yeah.
It's there's cognitive dissonance.
Disconnect. Yeah, what's that? You're supposed to like eat a Skittle or a Starburst, but not be told, not look at what the color is first.
Oh.
Have you tried that?
I have no idea.
I've done an experiment.
you make less sense.
We did an experiment, I think in like chemistry or something that was similar, where they gave us a bottle and they told us it was orange juice and it was milk. And like everybody universally hated it.
Yeah.
Because they were expecting orange juice and it was milk.
Or like it's the idea if you have a bag of Skittles and you lay them out on the table or a bowl or whatever. And then you like close your eyes and someone puts one in your hand. You eat it. And you don't know what flavor it is. You're like, what flavor is that? You're like, I don't know, Skittle? You're like, oh, it was a red one. You're like, oh, of course.
Cherry.
Now I can taste the red. That idea of it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, Rob's Skittle puzzle.
My Skittle puzzle.
Yeah.
If you pass it, you get through the labyrinth.
That's right.
And I'll give back your baby.
Why do you have a baby?
Oh, is that yours?
Oopsies.
We got more problems.
I think I got another one in the bag. I have some more of those Skittles. Let me read that.
What's the Skittle budget?
Dozen of crying babies. I don't know. Where are these coming from?
Does anyone solve this puzzle?
So far, no.
I used to be one of those babies. That's what Rob says. Under his breath.
Rob was a Skittle puzzle baby. He grew up to pass it on to others.
And then one of these will pass it on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
Josh, when was the first time and last time you had Not Your Father's a root beer?
Okay, so this is, I don't know the exact date, but I remember Big Benny's fan.
Sure.
We're former sponsors. If you can't find it at Benny's, it's probably not worth drinking. Yeah. And I go there, when I used to live by the Ivanhoe Castle one, I would go there on the regular. Like, when I walked to and from the train, you know, just to see what was new, what was happening. And I saw a big display of, it was Not Your Father's Root Beer, and there was a competitor, and I can't remember the name of it, but you might know?
There's a couple root beer ones. I can't remember the name of a...
Did Sprecher have a boozy
one? Sprecher had a boozy one. I don't remember. There is a few others. There's a hard root beer.
Yeah.
Someone has a hard root beer.
Maybe that was it. Anyway, this was, and it had the old label, so it wasn't like the Instagram famous
Henry's. One. Henry's has a hard root beer.
I don't know Henry's. It had the guy with the barrel, and it was like very, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I like root beer. I'll like this. And I was with my roommate and Josiah Jenkins.
Oh.
And we were going somewhere, and we're like, let's buy it. And I was like, it was cold, so we bought them cold. And it was like hot, and I was like, can we please drink one now? I'm so thirsty. So I remember distinctly being next to a dumpster and popping it.
Oh, boy.
Because I was like, I'll just guzzle it and I'll throw away the bottle.
Yeah.
So I don't have to walk around with trash. Makes sense.
Thank you for
put a Skittle in your mouth.
Yeah.
Here, take this baby.
Take this baby. Baby with every podcast purchase.
And it was like that mixture of being so thirsty and like wanting something refreshing. And I popped the top and I started chugging it, for lack of a better word. And I was like, no. I was like, no, too sweet, too boozy. Like, it was like, it wasn't.
No.
It was, yeah, I wanted, like, a refreshing Corona. And I was like, no. And I was like, does anybody want to finish this? And it all kind of, like, didn't hit everybody at the right time. So we're just, like, into the dumpster with you.
Have you ever found root beer to be refreshing?
Yeah, you ever had like root beer like right out of the tap? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't call it refreshing.
Oh, of course.
Like lemonade's cold. Refreshing.
I distinctly remember going like a barbecue place growing up, and like you fill your own cup from dispenser, and like I don't want a whole glass of root beer, but I want like maybe a third of a glass of root beer, then I want to go to a different soda. So like while I'm waiting for my food or whatever, hit a little dab of that into the cup. You drink it, very refreshing. You're like, okay, now I'm ready for my, I've had my aperitif soda. Now I'm ready for my soda meal.
I mean, A&W in our town would give it to you in an icy cold mug.
Dude, that's why I always tried it, because I like the icy cold mug. Yeah. I like that idea.
I guess it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's pretty refreshing. And I was just like, I'm good. And everybody was like, do you want these? And I was like, no. And so we just left them by the thing. And I was like, somebody will find them. This is Chicago.
And they're still there to this day.
Yeah. They've grown into a root beer tree.
Oh, wow. Oh, that makes... Yeah. Oh, okay. No,
the famous root beer tree.
Every midnight I wish on it. But that was, like, the first time I had it. And then probably the last time was actually at Comedy Sports. Also, because it was, like, they did sales on them occasionally, right? Or maybe somebody bought one and I had one.
I'm not familiar with the operations of that place.
Who is?
They used to have a bar. It's a beautiful building. very tall. Oh, the roof. Anyway, the last time was like 3 years ago or something at the bar, and it was fine. In that setting, like without like being super thirsty, like it tasted fine. It's not something that I want a whole one of. Even the Sprecher bottle, which is like a big bottle of root beer, it's a little too much root beer for me.
Yeah,
sure.
It's great as a dessert because it's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Root beer floats.
Love a good float.
We didn't grow up near an A&W.
Put some of this on ice cream.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But that's always fun.
Yeah.
Like I do enjoy root beer. Yeah. Red cream soda more.
Ooh. Red cream soda's great. Big red. Barks.
That's good. Big red.
Barks good.
Dude, I love orange cream soda.
I was a big fan of best. Red soda and orange soda.
Love orange
soda. Any soda really.
I used to mix on a fountain machine, get a little bit of like do like half Coke. Do the other half like orange pop or whatever.
Ooh.
That's good living.
Now you can do like a Coke orange on the freestyle.
I know.
Yeah. Or if you're a former guest, Val Agnew, you can do cherry vanilla diet Coke.
Cherry vanilla. Was that's right? A real thing. Cherry that's vanilla diet Coke. That comes in Coke. Cans.
It's hard to find.
Hard to find, but it exists.
Yeah. No, because they only have cherry vanilla Coke Zero now.
Oh.
Not cherry vanilla diet Coke.
On account of the diet scare.
Yeah.
The recall.
Shout out Val.
Hashtag Val.
So that was my history with it. Jason, moving on to our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important one.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to know the first alcoholic beverage you ever had in your life. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And this segment is called
Whoop Whoop Pull Over. Let me see that.
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
How old are you?
Let's count its rings.
No, I had to think through it because I'm a long time listener, first time guest. So I know all the segments ahead of time, so I was prepping. I think, honestly, because I didn't drink in high school. I was like a nerdy kid.
Sure.
Me and my square band kid friends.
We have to go to Frisch's after the game and have soda.
What a nerd. Yeah,
saxophone.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
That's what I went to college on, a saxophone.
Oh.
A scholarship. Huh?
What college?
University of Kentucky.
Oh.
Shout out.
Wildcats?
Yeah.
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
So my freshman year, we all, if you're in the band, you had to go down early. So went down early. First time sort of away from home in the dorms, and just rowdy kids.
Yeah,
just some rowdy Kentucky kids. And I, you would think bourbon, because I was in Kentucky, would be my first, but it was tequila.
Oh,
and just like garbage tequila, but I didn't know any better. Oh, and for whatever reason, I likeyed. And tequila became my like drink of choice my freshman year. I was just sort of like,
did you have a brand that you were loyal to? Was it the first one?
Like Dr. McGillicuddy's store brand
Montezuma's,
shit.
Like McCormick's.
Like the cheapest was my
plastic
favorite flavor.
Bottle. Yeah.
Plastic
tequila,
bottle.
Please.
So yeah, it got to the point
Pop-Offs.
Where... Yeah, I mean, pretty much. We were... So like my freshman year, I would like... So Kentucky had a North Campus, a Central Campus, and a South Campus. And depending on like where your friends were... you would, you know, just go wherever, and there were there's housing all over the place. Yeah.
What city was it?
Lexington. So we were, you know, when I hit my rock bottom with tequila, we were going to a party on South Campus, and I lived on the tippy top corner of North Campus, so it was like a straight diagonal across campus. I had a like fifth of tequila, and it was gone by the time I got to South Campus.
If you have a fifth of tequila, it's not good tequila.
Meow, meow, meow. Yeah, it was in that little like like plastic bottle with the red top. Yeah.
It's like curved.
Oh, curved. Yeah. It's like lined for your like mouthwash.
Right there.
Yeah, it's that like is scalp. Your father's tequila. That is quite. God. And so after that night, I never had tequila again, really, until I was like much older and I drank actual decent like Reposado.
The good
and
stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, tequila was my absolute first. And then, of course, beer and stuff. But I went right in. Well, yeah, wow. What will be my first alcohol experience?
Good for you.
Shitty tequila.
Took me a little bit. I was just on shit because I also did not drink in high school. Mm-hmm. I was also a band kid.
Mm-hmm. Nerd. Nerd. Get him.
What, what did you play, Rob Grabowski?
I played saxophone.
Listen, nerd, double kindred nerd. Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, time for a saxophone. What? I brought two berry saxophones.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, wonderful. Requires more breath control.
It does. You got to sit more.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're big. Yeah.
Were you beer first?
Yeah, beer first. Like shitty beer.
Yeah.
And then
like keg beer?
Into, yeah, or just like whatever I could, like Natty Light or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever I could find or get.
Sure.
But, yeah, you know, I got better taste as I got older. And, you know, it became... a fraternity brother of mine used to run the local store, it was able to assist me. Yeah, I was also tall, so like I rarely got carded even at local bars.
You are tall.
Yeah, I've been a monster for a long time. That's why I have all these babies.
What?
I don't know what to do with them.
Josh, was your first beer?
It was definitely beer, and it was definitely like just Bargain Basement, Natty Bow. Yeah. Beast, Ice, like
Milwaukee's
just
Beast. Ice,
just just the worst. Bud, Ice, Red Dog,
Red Dog,
Bad Frog, ever Bad Frog,
Bad Frog, no.
Yeah, it's just shitty malt.
But I didn't do like malt liquors. Like, was it MD 5050?
Yeah, Mad Dog.
Yeah, or like I feel like this is Not Your Father's Root Beer is going to be a lot of people's first booze.
Oh, for sure,
because it's sweet and so it's like instantly drinkable.
It's like the Zima of. Did you ever Zima? Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
I'm familiar with it.
That was malt beverage, right?
Oh, yeah. But again, so too sweet for me.
Did I put a Jolly Rancher in it? Come on. Come on, girls. Come on, girls.
No, he's right.
Let's go to Claire's and get our ears pierced and then have a fucking Zima!
Yeah, there was a period in college where a few like of my group of friends, a few of them really got into UFC, like when UFC was like new.
Yeah.
Mm. One of their biggest sponsors at the time was Mickey's Malt Liquor.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
The Green Label, right?
Green Label. You take even like the little grenades as well as the giant 40s. We drank that and it was just so gross.
We had it recently.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, did you drink it on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it for?
Tall Boy Summer?
Yeah. That was last summer.
Last summer.
Yeah.
Or maybe two summers ago. Who knows? Who knows how life works? Knows.
It was 17 years ago.
I'm so tired.
I have to keep doing it.
I just want to sleep. But I got to keep eating these Skittles.
You got it for these babies.
It's sweet. I remember Boone's Farm was the other one that was
like, sure. Oh, yeah.
And that was like the
date about that. Line.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get these for dates, bros. Oh,
chicks or, love Boone's Farm, baby.
Or Gallo Sweet Wines.
Oh,
another one.
I don't know Gallo. Yeah. I'm sure I'd recognize it.
You would.
It's just the biggest one.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm familiar.
Yeah, and it just has a piece of fruit on the front of there. Yeah, this feels right.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, same
banana one. Like
an extra A.
You know, what is this? What the hell?
Huh? Malt liquor and goat juice mixed together.
Yeah, yeah.
When I didn't know of hams until I came here.
I don't think I had hams like ham here.
Okay, I never knew. Like we were very much like a Miller or a Labatt Blue or any of that bullshit.
Ooh, cheap Labatt. Beer. So Labatt. Close to Canada. Labatt Blue is great.
It's good. It's a good
so
beer.
Good. I
stand
agree.
By it.
I stand it.
Yeah.
Never had ham, so I was here. Ours was.
Is that Holiday Club? I remember.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of the show, AJ Miller, he beat me there and he's like, I'm like, what are you drinking? He's like, it's only $2.
Yeah. It's there's like, a reason.
Right. Ham's beer.
That's right. Cheap in volume.
Oh, my gosh.
A young drinking story.
Mm-hmm.
Natty Bow was like the big one in Baltimore and D.C. Like, just because it was
Natty Bow?
Yeah. Natty Natural Bohemian.
Oh, I don't know.
I've never heard that.
It's like the ham.
Sure.
It's bad.
It's a shitty beer.
Yeah.
I think Natural Ice was the big Kentucky beer.
It's like you've left PBR out in the sun.
No.
No.
Delicious.
Now, Jason, we're all making gross sounds with our mouth. What? We have to imagine. This is not your dream location to enjoy a delicious, not your father's root beer, 5.9% alcohol by volume. We want to know where your dream location is. We want to know what celebrity guest you're going to bring. And this segment is called...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I like this, but I'd rather be here. Your segues are so on point tonight, Josh. This was a hard one. I was just thinking about this on the walk over because I had an answer and then I changed it on the walk over. So I've never been to Australia.
Ever?
Oh. Ever.
Yeah, me neither.
So that's...
I don't know. I'm so surprised.
You acted like... Who hasn't been to Australia?
I go every year.
I go every year. I have a home. So I think Australia, because it's like...
for didgeridoo-mas?
Yeah. For all jackals leave? Come on. For the annual hyena run?
Spiders.
Wow. You're really missing out. Spiders. Also spiders.
St. Spider's Day.
Yeah,
there you go.
St. Spider's Day.
I got there.
Where they eat your face.
Yeah.
No, I've kind of... Either like Australia or New Zealand. Like yeah. That's kind of like bucket list number one to go. So that's location. Because I think... I don't know. I think this would be good on a hot day. It feels refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
I think it would have to be like ice cold or in ice.
Ice cold or over ice. This is, it's a game changer.
A chilled glass.
Yeah. A frosty cold mug.
Frosty
so good.
Cold mug.
I have mugs in my freezer.
Oh,
that
nice.
I just like.
I used to do that. There's no room in my freezer now.
Sure.
It's all full of our CSA vegetables, which we didn't get to and froze, so not to waste money.
That and Skittles. And then the person changed a bunch, but on the way over, I settled on Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige.
Oh,
fun.
MCU.
Yeah, MCU. Yeah, yeah. Just because I'm fascinated with like how his brain works and how he has kept this going
and all these
balls in the air for so long.
It's continuing.
It's continuing and just like the nerdiest of nerds, and I appreciate that as a producer, and I just want to pick his brain.
Sure.
It was between him and Ryan Reynolds.
Bring them both.
Why not?
No, I can't. It's only one. The Exercise. And Ryan Reynolds because he's my husband. He owns an ad agency now. He got Rick Moranis out of retirement. He's just like, he's pretty fascinating.
He was just on a show. He had I think the Smart List people. Do you know listen to Smart List?
Yeah, yeah. He was just on that.
Yeah.
He's sort of like a pretty cool entrepreneur. Like between, I mean, I think he's funny. I think he's a good actor. I think he's, you know. Easy on the eyes.
He's a dreamboat.
He's a dreamboat. Dreamboat. He's got my vote.
I like him. I'll never see Free Guy. I think they're just pushing it too hard.
Oh, it's
it missed that window.
Yeah, dude.
I want it to be on a streaming service.
Yeah, I'd watch.
I'm spoiled by this now. I'll watch it on a streaming service.
Well, I'm not gonna go to theater. No.
I kind of am spoiled by this whole like. Watch it home first, and maybe I'll go see it in the theater to get all the whiz bang effects.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I was gonna do Ryan Reynolds, but I don't know Kevin Feige.
Be a good be hang. Cool.
Yeah, it'd be a good hang. It'd be a good just like chat.
He's okay. Yeah. Is it Feige?
Feige. It's Kevin Feige.
Feige. Mm-hmm. Where in Australia? So if it's on your list, you probably have like an idea of where you would want to go in the country specifically.
Yeah, I think Sydney. I'm going to be the generic kid. Or Bondi Beach.
Bondi. Would be good.
Yeah, just like generic. Or New Zealand. Just, I forget where it is in New Zealand.
Frodo's house.
Frodo's home. One Frodo Lane. New Zealand's kind of small enough that you can kind of go around the whole country. Like, when I went to Japan, I did the whole country. It's sort of similar to that. Mm. But, yeah, Sydney or Bondi Beach were the two.
Yeah, I've never
Adelaide,
been.
Adelaide?
I've never been to Australia. I've never been across the pond. But hopefully, changing that in a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect time to travel.
Where are you going?
It's dirt cheap. I might be going to Italy if everything goes according to plan.
Yeah.
You've never been?
God, let's see.
I haven't either.
I have all these tattoos. But I don't remember.
I forget why.
Yeah. I would say those Italian kids. Babies.
Italian Skittles are the best.
They're slightly bitter.
They come in a sauce.
Did you guys see that Gucci
Yeah, what is this?
Gucci this
what?
Movie, this House of Gucci movie?
The trailer?
Yeah.
It's got like Lady Gaga, Adam Driver.
Who can act, I guess? I don't know.
Did you see?
No, I didn't want to.
I didn't even have to finish. Yeah. He immediately
Star
didn't
is
want
born,
it.
I'm
yeah,
good.
She's good in it.
His right. body washed away in a flood. Hey, I just want to get one more look at you.
Is that Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. Sure. Or Sam Elliott.
Well, he's the one.
Very good.
He's doing.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper's so impersonating Sam Elliott.
It's so good.
I think she's good. And she's good in American Horror Story.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, it's scary for you.
Spooky.
Spooky for you.
I watched one season.
I watched
the witch one, the witches.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Only because my folks were watching it and I came
because
in.
Because of Precious?
Yeah, they love Precious.
Your folks notoriously love Precious.
They love it.
She's so great. I can't think of a word to describe her.
That's season 3 coming. She's great. Precious? That's probably the best season.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then I watched
it. She comes in later. She's in the worst one, which is Hotel, which is the goriest one. Mm. And then she's in later ones. I think she's good.
Sure.
She's going to get an Oscar. This is her Oscar bait.
Oh, you think so? Oh, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
Well, see, she looks like she's good in it, but the movie looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And who is it? Jared Leto?
Oh, yeah. Playing a balding character actor role that easily could have been given to
a Stanley Tucci?
Anybody.
Yeah, it was just like, what am I watching? It just looked... Yeah.
It's called House of Gucci?
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh. I just saw the trailer today. So.
The poster makes Al Pacino look like Will Ferrell.
Well, that's a feat.
Yeah. He looks like Will Ferrell.
That's a tough...
And they're so, dressed
up. That's a tough thing.
Lady Gaga, now we're talking about she looks like Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny in this film.
Huh.
Which isn't a bad thing.
She's got the brown hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
her natural hair color.
Yeah. Oh, good for her.
Yeah, this is going to be the season of Chanteuses competing for Oscars with Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin.
That looks good.
It looks great. And Lady Gaga, they're both supposedly outstanding in these movies.
I hope so.
Well, Will.
That's where you were going with this, yes?
Oscar bait.
Yeah, Oscar bait.
Oscar bait, our new segment.
I forgot where we were.
I did it.
I believe it's my turn to go dream location and celebrity, unless you'd like to go, Josh.
Rob, take it away, baby.
My dream location is, you know what, I'm going to get real, not do a bit. I'm going to go to an actual A&W in my hometown.
Very good.
And for one day...
Where do you live? Which hometown?
My hometown is Livonia, Michigan, suburb of Detroit. I forget exactly where the A&W used to go to, because I was a child, and so I did not drive. I was just put in cars.
Sure.
makes sense.
Did you not walk?
No. But I'll have one day with my grandfather, who would take me out on these trips to get me out of the house all the time, and we'd always go to... It was in a mall, and we'd always either end the day or start the day, depending on when we go at A&W. Get like a Coney dog and a nice glass of root beer. Just have a grandfather grandson hangout time. And we would run into Will Ferrell as Al Pacino in House of Gucci. And I'd be like, what is this? He goes, you're going to get it in 20 years, kid. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, what's going on, Gramps?
I don't know what this is.
I'm confused. That'd be a fun little day.
Gonna do
an
Ed O'Neill bit again,
and you're gonna have a not your father's root beer at A&W.
Yep, nice. Because my grandfather snuck it in. He wanted a little bit of booze.
That's right.
And as any good grandfather, he'll be like, "Hey, try this," and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, all right."
Hey, dummy, drink this.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, idiot.
Hey, idiot.
Yeah. Very real.
Josh, how about you?
All right.
Dream location.
Dream location.
Celebrity guest.
I am going to Diamond Space. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to teleport myself right now to myself drinking it by the dumpster. And I'm going to tell myself, wait, have some water. Drink some ice cold delicious water first. Then this thing is, you've been walking with this thing. It's not as cold as it needs to be. Put it over ice. And then given an assessment. My roommate, Josiah Jenkins, will be completely dumbfounded. Why I look so much heavier?
And he'll start fading from the polar.
Oh yeah. No, that's what I'll let them walk in front of me, and then I'll grab myself and I'll choke myself out.
Nice.
And I'll dump myself in the time tunnel. And I'll jump out, and they'll be like, "Why'd you change your clothes?" And I'll be like, "No reason.
No reason. Don't worry about it."
And then I would live the rest of my life. From this point.
What happens to the you choked out?
He dies in the time tunnel eventually. Yeah. I don't want to
get
gory.
It's a time tunnel.
It's where you go through to get to travel. Travel in time.
Wormhole?
Yeah.
Loophole. He lives.
Bloomin' Onion.
Loophole, he comes back to right here. And is completely...
He's one of those babies in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how they get there.
That's how he gets there.
They all regress into babies.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, okay.
This makes sense.
Yeah, and we pull out of my pupil and it's just a skin.
God, I can't wait for this Netflix show.
This is going to be great. Oh, the budget, $3 million.
Good Lord.
That's not a lot of money. Huh. Anyway, and so I'm walking by. I'm enjoying it at the proper place in the proper setting truly enjoy it. And my celebrity guest. Oh, also, yeah, I lived my life from then until now making millions of dollars with my knowledge of how the world works, specifically the Cubs winning in 2016.
Please don't worry.
The only thing that I remember.
Please don't warn us of COVID.
No, make that money.
Just the Cubs out.
Should have grabbed that almanac, but I didn't.
Yeah, you think if you went 5 years in the past, what would you clam onto? You'd be like,
I guess
election
results. Yeah, maybe, something. Yeah.
Some sporting stuff.
Be like, how do I benefit?
How can I make money out of this?
Yeah,
for sure.
Or what mistakes won't I make? Not enough time to really correct anything.
That's true. I can barely remember what I did today.
It's going to be such a weird time jump. I'm going to go 5 years back.
5 years back.
I have to fix it.
Fix it? What?
5 years back.
What? Just only 5 years? Go back as far as you want.
The premise of Lost.
Yeah. Never seen it. It's
gotta go back to the island.
You gotta go back.
Yummy. And my celebrity guest would be Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he's there.
Sure. I feel like he just took mine.
Oh, yeah, I just took it.
No, wait, what? He's a well-known guy.
Rob's Gramps and Ryan Reynolds.
Old Donald Garowski. He's there.
And we're on a gentleman's trip. Smoking cigars.
In the dumpster.
And Rick Moranis is there.
Just traveling through time.
Traveling through time, smoking cigars.
Only going back 5 years.
Yeah, choking ourselves out from 5 years in the past.
Just a gentleman's time trap.
You know how you do it.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Maybe we'll make a vessel or something so we can bring snakes.
No, it's just a tunnel.
That'd be a dream location.
That's fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, if I go back 5 years, what could I do?
I was just thinking that, too. What did I do 5 years ago?
I don't know.
Where do you see yourself previously in 5 years? I'm trying to get the name of the segment.
Where do you see yourself previously in 5 years?
Good Lord.
Man, I'm trying to remember. So that would be, 2016?
Oh. I didn't go back far enough to make money off the Cubs. God damn it! I'd go Super Bowl then. I'd remember Tom Brady wins it.
There you go.
When he gets
there you go.
I don't know.
I don't know sports.
Yeah, I don't know. Start saving money earlier.
Yeah, buy that property because I was on the cruise ship in 2016.
Oh, nice.
I'd buy that property in St. Thomas, maybe? But then the hurricane comes. I don't know. Maybe I'll sell shaving cream everywhere. Shell shaving cream.
Hey, Shanty, what are you saying? You want to buy some shaving cream?
Hey,
it's only 5 years ago. What am I old class?
What are you talking about?
2016.
You guys want to buy some shaving cream?
You want to go in this tunnel?
This time tunnel?
I got creepy.
No, why did he get so far?
You guys want a baby?
Please.
They keep showing up.
That's fun. Moving on. We have another segment. Speaking of things that you don't want to die in. Time tunnels, in other ways.
Oh, okay.
We want to know if ever you hate, despise, or vile is so evil, in fact, that we are going to stricken it from the timeline.
It's
completely
gone.
It's gone forever. We want to know what beverage it is, how you're going to do it, in a segment we like to call
Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks my blood.
I knew it was coming. It's still so this is a tough one, and I really thought really long and hard about this, because there's not much I don't like. I would have said gin a couple years ago, but now I've had good gin.
Sure.
It's no, this is fine. And you could say things like the what's the Malort? That's too easy.
Soda's come up a lot.
Yeah,
soda's gonna come up in this one too.
Ooh,
which is surprising because I was such a soda connoisseur, and I have to preface by apologizing ahead of time to our good friend. Arse on the record.
I would strike
Mountain Dew.
Oh.
For the record.
Shout out.
I find it to be the most vile concoction, the most sinister of all sodas, and the most evil It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It tastes like nothing
yeah.
except sadness. And it is just like, I don't get it. I don't know why there's 18 versions of it now.
It is for kids, man.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
I think the last time.
And Mellow Yellow's worse.
Oh, God.
That's the Coke version?
Yeah, I can't even think of the difference in taste. I've had Mellow Yellow, but
Mellow Yellow is more lemony. Okay. And Mountain Dew is just more goo.
Citrus.
It's more blast. Just like.
I couldn't even.
It's fucking gross.
The last time I think I had it is when Horace was on the show, and I couldn't even tell you what Mountain Dew tastes like.
It doesn't.
Green.
It tastes like. Exactly.
Barely that, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like children. like what children would draw is what it tastes like.
Yeah, yeah.
So to get rid of it, I did research on Mountain Dew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I was like, because I don't want to just be like, no, he's never manufactured it, and bomb the Pepsi plant, which wasn't acquired by Pepsi until much later.
Yeah.
So it was started in 1940 by these dudes in Tennessee, these two dudes, who were trying to make a mixer for drinks. Mm.
Sorry, Squirt.
Get out of here, Squirt. So I would go back in the time tunnel.
Nice.
I'd borrow Josh's time tunnel and go back in 5-year increments, since that's all it works.
I didn't even think to chain them.
What?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's a...
My God.
That's a hot tip.
And now I've aged 10 years.
So go back to 1940 in like Tennessee and just introduce some orange juice. As a mixer.
Gentlemen, please.
Gentlemen, sir. If I might. They tried to find a mixer and they couldn't find anything. They specifically wanted to mix it with whiskey.
No.
So Mountain Dew was originally used to mix with whiskey. Can you even imagine?
No.
So, you know, maybe I would either bring them a Coke or some...
I know what you should do. May I...
Yeah, please. Please change my vision.
Give them a big bottle of Mountain Dew.
And be like, this is what you've done?
This is orange juice. And they'll hate it, and then they'll want orange juice.
How dare you?
This is your own plan.
How dare you? No, they'll just think it's orange juice, because apparently they never found it yet to mix with anything.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, I don't know. I would go back and be like, stop this.
Stop it at the source.
Stop it at the source and give
baby
them
Hitler
a
new,
it. Yeah. Yeah, baby Hitler it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's I don't know what it is. It's vile. I like almost every, or in the time, I liked almost every soda. Like, it's like, this is sweet, delicious.
Sure.
I could never drink it. Ugh. It's just like, as soon as I would drink it, I would spit it out.
When you stopped sodas, did you still do bubbles, like seltzers and stuff? It was all carbonation.
All carbonation. All gone. And I miss it. Because that was part of it. I mean, I think it was my caffeine, because I never drank coffee at the time, sure. So now I drink coffee. So I would like wake up and drink a Coke. Or a cherry Coke or whatever.
What?
Unheard of. Who would do that?
That seems odd. So that was my coffee, and then I think the carbonation is part of it. And there's a little bit of that in this.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Little tingle. But even enough. Now, like if I have like a LaCroix or a... It like upsets my stomach, and I like start burping and get heartburn. Oh. And yeah, I don't know.
Gross.
So no carbonation even. I know. Did you say gross?
Gross.
Because of the burping?
Gross so much burping.
Gross Tonys.
Gross Tonys.
Gross Tonys?
What? That's what
you
said.
It's me.
Gross Tony, get out of here.
Okay, I'll be back.
No, please. God, it's gross.
He's got in a time tunnel.
I don't like it.
I live here. I found an old mattress.
God, gross Tony.
Who's gross Tony?
Rob, how would you get rid of all the Mountain Dew in the world?
Well,
and what celebrity guest?
Okay,
Oh wait, no,
I'll do. I'll have a celebrity guest. I don't care. Do I want to be mean or do I want to be?
Be mean.
I'll be mean. All right, so I find an old voodoo witch.
And she's gotta be old.
She's gotta be old.
It's
the only way to make
the
sense.
Voodoo doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't want young voodoo. I want old voodoo.
Yeah.
And I go and I show her a picture of Horace Underwood.
Oh no!
And I go, curse this man.
And she says, too late.
She goes, well, I go, what? She goes, curse. I go, curse him more. And she makes it that Horace can only drink water. But he can drink Mountain Dew again if he destroys all the current Mountain Dew. Some weird loophole where he will never be able to complete this task. And I just sit on my throne and laugh as he goes around.
Yeah.
And then me and Ryan Reynolds are laughing at each other. Look at this moron. Look at him go. Look at him go. He's cursed. He'll never fix it. And then Ryan Reynolds goes, "That's great, man. Later." And jumps into his time tunnel.
Right.
See if he can stop Green Lantern from being made.
We've got him drinking water now.
I don't believe you.
He does.
Good.
He really does.
Good. Yeah. It's good for you. You got to have at least a glass
water.
A day.
I do love water.
It's good.
Oh. We got the fountainer, bubbler, what's it called?
Oh, the soda fountain? Soda stream?
No. Oh, we got one of those, which I love. But yeah. We have, they just changed the name. Primo, it's like, it used to be Hinkley Springs.
Mm.
We have a water cooler.
Oh, like in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, wow, all right.
Really, really changed the game.
Very
water all the time, baby.
Yeah,
rich
right.
guy over here.
Yeah, okay.
Costco, I say both boys.
Both boys. Right. Josh, how would you get rid of Mountain Dew?
Okay.
And who's your celebrity guest?
Wait. I didn't have a celebrity.
We can go back to
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Nice. Well, so you kind of stole mine. I was going to Manchurian Candidate Hars.
Wait, original Manchurian Candidate or Liv Schreiber Manchurian
Candidate? The new one. Yeah. The good one.
The good one.
Remake everything I say. It doesn't change yours. I kidnap Hars. I take him in the time tunnel 5 years at a time.
Sure.
Back to the 1940s?
1940.
And I say... and by this time, Hars, he goes into...
He's in his 20s at that point.
He goes into the 20s.
Yeah.
We go back to the 20s when Hars is in his 20s. And he, a cartoon bull to a red cape, anytime he sees, smells, hears, thinks Mountain Dew, Hars smash. Hashtag Kevin Feige. Yeah, it gets in his nostrils. Yeah, sees red, sees green, and he starts just like smashing. And the only thing that can calm him down is a nice piece of steak.
Ooh,
oh, okay.
He loves steak, and then I love steak.
Who doesn't?
So I always have some on me.
Oh,
you like some pocket steak?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pull a little hibachi from the time tunnel.
What's in this tunnel?
It's like a garage.
It's just a garage.
Yeah, it's like a garage.
Gross, Tony, get out of the way near the hibachi.
Oh, man. I was using it to warm my feet.
What are you? Gross, Tony, that's gross.
God,
this you put so food gross. On that.
Oh, gross.
He's been hanging out in my time tunnel? They watch the game?
Yeah,
all
right.
I'm going to lift weights in the time tunnel. If anybody needs me. Strong, Tony?
Dance in the time tunnel again.
And it's got a fridge of all of not the father's root beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's hanging out in the time tunnel.
Everyone's in the time tunnel.
And Ryan Reynolds was there.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep, that's how I get rid of all the Mountain Dew.
I like you both had heart-centric answers.
Yeah, well.
I wonder if his ears are burning because we're talking about him so much.
Ooh, yeah. Probably. Aww.
There we go. I finished my Not Your Father's.
I
got used to it. It's better.
Yeah, right?
I have it. Yeah.
It's like Robitussin.
Yeah. What?
Do you guys not drink Robitussin?
Only occasionally.
Yeah, only when it's ice cold.
Has that not been on Poppin' Bottles yet? Robitussin?
Not yet.
You did a whole cough and cold season.
Oh, yeah. When the weather turns.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Just drink cold medicines. What's the best cold medicine?
What do you call the thing, like the little cup that comes on top of the cough medicine?
Does it have a specific name? I know it's called like the little measuring cup.
Yeah. I don't know if it does. I
bet it does.
I feel like it has to.
It has to.
Yeah.
Especially like in the biz.
Oh, yeah.
In the biz.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. The 2 ounce Betty.
That's the name it's going to be forever.
Well, it's like there's a name for the plastic thing at the end of your shoelace. So
yeah, is it anklet?
Yeah. I don't know. I think anklet's the hole. I think the plastic thing. But there's a name for everything.
Yeah,
there's a stupid name for everything.
I'm looking it up right now.
Will you guys look it up? I'm going to make a cocktail. It's cocktail time.
Cocktail segment.
Cocktail time. Answer.com. I lost the measuring cup from my NyQuil. What else can I use to measure it? Anything.
Common sense.
Fucking moron.
Is common sense an answer?
I think it's... I don't know if there's a fun name to it.
I think it's just a measuring cup, right?
I think it's just a cup. The cup on top of the NyQuil or Pepto-Bismol, or what have you.
Or any remedy.
Oh, now, Jason, we got to kill some time.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell to talk about with you.
Sure, yeah.
Are you watching anything fun?
Well, obviously, just watched Loki.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I loved it. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I really loved it. It was slow. That little middle section was a little slow.
I was confused by the end. And I
You're a comic book nerd, though, aren't you?
No. I only know my comic book stuff from the Marvel movies.
Oh, okay.
I never read any of the comic books. So I talked to a friend of the show, Stephen Kropa.
Sure.
I saw him tweet something, and I was like, hey, man, explain this. And once he explained
it. Stephen Kropa, Dr. Brown's Cream Soda.
Dr. Brown's Cream Soda is excellent, excellent. Becca, what did Becca Barish do? Did she do root beer or cream soda? Did she do a Doc Brown's as well?
She might have, yeah.
I don't remember. Doc Brown's is delish.
Oh, so good.
Anyway, I enjoyed Loki.
Yeah.
But like, once he explained a little bit more, I was like, all right, so they're just setting up more
things. They're just setting up the whole universe.
Instead of making it more like, kind of like what WandaVision was. They're setting things up, but it felt more contained just to that.
Yeah. I tend to also go back and watch things that I've never watched, just because we have a glut of things to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the new episode of Ted Lasso, obviously.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Have you watched Ted Lasso at all?
Yeah, I watched season one. Good. I just haven't watched any of the two.
Yeah, they're doing it 1 week at a time, which is...
I
like that.
I prefer that.
I like that.
I've been trying... Like, even when... So I'm working my way through The Americans right now. I never watched it before.
So good.
So I've been only trying to do, like, when I watch, like...
A couple at a time?
Yeah, just because I don't like the binge, because I forget.
Yeah.
But I'm doing...
Especially a show like that.
Oh, my God. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Modern Family, I'll do, like, three or four. Sure. And then I'm like, nah, I need a break.
Yeah.
Can only take so much of Ed O'Neill.
I'm also watching. Do you remember the show Lucifer?
Yeah,
I mean it's still on.
Yeah.
It's also a comic book thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a DC Comics character, Lucifer, who is actually the devil.
Yeah.
And the premise is he leaves hell. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore, and comes to LA,
and
opens a nightclub. It's like one of those like.
Is it like Angel or Buffy, where it's kind of corny
but sexier?
Very sexy. That makes sense.
He's a devil. Very sexy. So yeah, like I think I'm on season two of that, so I'll go back and watch something like that, like a network show that I never watched.
Yeah
I did a Manifest, which if you've ever seen that, that's like Lost on a plane.
It's the
premise is there's a family, they're in like Jamaica or Bermuda, and half the family stays behind because they get upgraded. Like, they're like, hey, we'll give you $150 if you stay back. So a couple of them stay back. And when they get on the next flight, when they land, it's 5 years later.
Oh.
So somewhere in the air, they went through a time tunnel. When they land, everyone thinks they've been dead. And the whole plane lands. And so it's like all of their stories, what happened.
That.
Yeah, it's fun.
Isn't there like some of those shows on USA? Remember, you know, they know characters. No,
they're
welcomed.
Yeah, they're welcome there.
Where was like kind of the similar premise where like all these people disappeared.
Oh,
and then
yes.
One day all the people showed back up, but he like disappeared back in like even like the 1910s or 1890s.
Yes, what
regardless
was that
of their age.
Was it the 100? Does that sound right?
Yeah, something like that. It was a
they
number.
All popped
it was a
back
number
up.
Title.
Yeah. They've done that premise a couple times. There's also a show called Oa, where it was a girl disappeared and showed back up, like walked back into her hometown after being gone for 10
what
years
do you
or something,
mean?
And she's the same age. Yeah, that's a popular.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's fun.
If you do it right, though.
Yeah, the 100 was great. Like they all came back from different times, and they each had a power or something. Does that sound right?
Oh, that's Heroes.
I apologize.
How dare you?
Was it Hero with your Hero 3 boy?
Heroes. I watched season one of Heroes, and then
season one's great.
Yeah. And then I never watched anything else.
Cocktails.
That's rough.
And we're back. I returned from the kitchen. There's been no break to the listener. even though we had stopped down for technical issues.
Rob and I were just locked eyes the entire time.
Yeah.
Got hot.
They were mentally arm wrestling. So, Jason, we've created a drink for you, not only with the beverage you brought, not your father's root beer, but it's also named after you.
Ooh.
So you are about to, hopefully, fingers crossed, enjoy a beverage we like to call Sassafrassy Jason, a.k.a. Papa Geis.
Wonderful.
So go in and enjoy it, and fingers crossed, and then I'll tell you what's in it. And then also you'll have to give it a letter grade.
Yeah, you got it.
So.
Okay. Ooh, listeners, you taking a sip? Mm-hmm. He seems concerned, confused, perchance?
Mmm.
Okay.
Is that mint?
Is it?
Is it? Well, I mean, I'm looking at it, yeah. But I actually don't know. Is it basil?
There is mint garnish, yeah.
Is it Tony Basil?
It's Tony Basil.
Oh.
It's interesting.
It's not a good sign.
I can't tell. It's interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I ruin it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. Is this supposed to happen?
Yeah, you're supposed to drink it.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
and then comment on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the beverage you're drinking has, of course, not your father's root beer. We also have muddled mint. We have a little bit of vanilla syrup.
Mm-hmm.
To that, we've added creme de cacao, dark creme de cacao, and a little bit of creme de menthe.
Oh, creme de menthe?
Creme de menthe, just a little bit.
You know what? I will, in much the same way this... The beer grew on you two, like now it's growing on me. So here was my initial reaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got such a hit of the mint, and it tasted very herbaceous.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's settled in, I actually really like it.
Okay.
Yeah, creme de menthe is tricky because it's either all or nothing. And I tried to use very little bit, but I also used real mint. So
yeah, it's good. The mint is actually very interesting.
I was afraid
it's not as
the regular mint wouldn't be enough mint because of. This is so sweet, and then it has that little bit of alcohol kick.
Yeah, yeah. No, it cuts it in a nice way. It hit me right away, and it tasted like lawn clippings.
He's like, what?
Lawn clippings?
Or, oh,
did you guys not eat lawn clippings when you were a kid?
Of course we ate lawn clippings.
Yeah, what am I? I'm the Midwest.
Yeah.
We're up in America.
Yeah, now that it's settled in, the mint's nice as a nice after.
We can also, wiggle with the portions.
Sure.
To make you...
So we want to make our guests happy.
Yeah, do you want
no, it's good.
Are you gonna give us funding, Shark?
You know what? I'm gonna have to pass. I want to save up for that blanket that's coming up later.
That guy's
great.
That guy's gonna crush.
Oh, he's gonna crush it. It's a blanket that shrinks to the size you need.
What?
Like a hand blanket.
That's great.
Oh, that's blanket. Better. Can I invest in that?
Yeah. No, I'm so sorry.
Back to living in my mother-in-law's time zone.
Gross, Tony.
I want to be there.
All right, you got to give it a letter grade.
Like
be honest, though.
Like an A through F?
Yeah, an A through F.
I'll give it a solid B minus.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
not
bad.
The mint grows on you afterwards.
Yeah.
Once it's like in the drink more.
Yeah, I wonder if we had crushed ice, would that help it at all?
It would definitely go
a hammer.
More.
You want
and
a
I
hammer?
Think the mint needed to be a little bit muddled more.
Yeah, I didn't bring my muddler. I did with a spoon.
Oh.
Wow, it tastes like.
Oh!
You! That would have gotten you up to like a B.
Though. That's what we want.
That would have gotten you up to a B.
We want the honesty.
It's a little more modeled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we'll take a B minus because.
Because B minuses get degrees.
Wait, what grade doesn't get a degree on this show?
Okay.
That's right, yeah. And we're back.
We have another segment because all summer long, it is the
Summer of Citrus.
We didn't plan that.
Oh, right. It's also a smoke guest song.
I do like it.
Josh Brown, one of the Summer of Citrus drinks. We'll give it a shot. Ooh.
I did no research other than finding it.
Hey,
bae. Hey, Bay Bubbles.
Bay Bubbles, sparkling antioxidant infusion. We're about to enjoy Jamaica Blood Orange flavored antioxidant beverage with vitamin C. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. 5 calories per can.
Hey, Bay.
Ooh. Hey, Bay. Okay.
I've never had any Bay products, Bay.
I haven't either.
No.
What's Bay Bubbles? It's just carbonated?
That's what I would assume. Brace yourself for a fierce flavor that's like an exotic kick in your mouth pants.
What?
Oh, mouth pants
mouth
is one
pants?
Word?
Wow, it does say mouth pants.
It does say mouth pants.
That's just too
well,
strange.
I hate it.
Listen, I'm a copywriter and I don't approve of this.
I don't like that.
All right.
Does it make any
I don't
sense?
Like that mouth pants is one word.
No.
Ooh,
they're trying too hard. Like blood orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, that smells good.
It smells good.
Normally these things are like, it's like they walked it past an orange and they're saying it's orange.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm strong.
It's a hard turn from the sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
It tastes like a like something melted.
It tastes like it tastes a little like cough syrup.
Yeah.
There's no bubbles, in fact.
No.
In this Bay Bubbles.
There's no bubbles. It's like
It's slightly bubbled.
Is it flat.
It's tastes flat.
It's slightly bubbled. You guys don't taste the bubbles. They're
right
at the beginning.
Very
slightly.
There's none in the middle, and they don't finish with it.
With something with bubbles in the title,
thank
I was
you.
Just more bubbles.
Oh, yeah, if you're calling it bubbles in it, it's in a can like this.
First
bubbles.
Ingredient, filtered carbonated water.
Yum, yum.
Enjoy by yesterday. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
It does have 1% juice, so I don't know if anybody's allergic to juice.
Oh, they're breaking out of
hives. I have a 0.5% threshold.
This really did it.
Jason, you're turning blood orange.
I'll tell you, because we have a certain rating system. For Summer of Citrus, it's unique to Popping Bottles.
No one else does it. No. So if you like it,
Rob's memorized it. So yeah.
If you like it, you get a big old thumbs up. If you don't like it, big old thumbs down. Uh-huh. You think it's okay, sideways thumbs.
Oh, interesting. Oh, am I first?
Yeah, if you like.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Okay.
I would never buy this.
Big old thumbs up from me. I would get this again. This is just refreshing enough. I like that it's a shorter can. It's like not 12 ounces. It's like 0.5
ounces. It's one of those 5 ounces cans.
11.5.
It's just 0.5 off.
And 12 ounces is too much of anything.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
You've been trying to watch the calories.
Yeah. It's half ounce, really does it for you.
It's 5 calories. I like it.
I'm going to give it the sideways thumbs because I would never buy it.
But you wouldn't turn it down.
Yeah, if I was at a picnic, if you will, or something, and I saw it in the cooler, I'd be like, oh, it's hot as hell.
Yeah.
This would be refreshing.
Now, I think it would be, I actually think this would go well with vodka.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. 100%. And I would drink that.
You want to try it?
With vodka?
Yeah.
Why not?
This guy's good vodka.
Yeah, vodka.
Don't you think it would be good?
To me, it's adjacent to those sparkling Pellegrinos.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
It gets cold.
You give him a glass?
Am I too?
We don't have a lot of guests. I'm sorry. Rob just threw a bottle of Tito's in face and like, drink it.
Honestly, my logic was like, oh, he'll pour the vodka into...
Oh, you know what? I can do that.
No. Here, use one of these Groupon glasses.
Look at these Groupon glasses, everybody.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah.
Fans of the show, there's these cute little Groupon glasses. Rob, did you work at Groupon?
Oh, for many years.
Who didn't work at Groupon?
I didn't.
Me neither.
So most of this room. A lot of improvisers did work at Groupon.
I used to have more.
Did you like a 2-to-1 ratio for this?
Yeah, I feel like it's good.
I used to have more Groupon swag because I had the key to the swag closet, but over the years, it is.
No, that's good.
Broken.
That's good.
See, look at that. I'm pouring it in the glass, bubbles, but not a lot. This is a different color than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's a.
It looks like urine.
It's a piss yellow. For blood orange,
you know what? That's just
you know what?
That's just a
it's good, right?
That is better with
yeah,
the
it's
vodka.
Better with the vodka. It cuts it a little.
Tastes like my urine.
I know.
Ow!
Do you need a napkin?
No, I'm good. It's just, I caught it with my lungs.
I'm only gonna remember this, and not your father's root beer from the other one. Because I really enjoy this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good mixer, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This could mix a lot. Okay. So now I'm back to a thumbs middle.
Perfect.
Yeah, still big thumbs up for me.
Wow.
Summer of Citrus, all summer long, baby.
You're in the pocket, a big bye.
That's right. Bye.
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 Bye, Babos.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye. Bye, Babos.
What's been your favorite Summer Citrus thing so far?
Ooh.
Topo Chico grapefruit was really good.
Yeah, that was tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the 312 Summer Shandy.
Sure. Oh, that was good.
That thing was like, you're talking about like drinking this, like not your father's root beer, and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was the same thing. I was like, I could never stop drinking this.
Oh,
yeah. I'd fuck me. Put the lotion.
Summer Shandies are.
I'm going to fill a pool with it.
Oh, yeah.
Summer Shandies are great. Lightning Kugels is probably the best.
Yeah, that one's a little sweet for some reason. Maybe again when I had this one, it was I forgot what we were drinking beforehand. But that 312 just like
it's really good.
Really,
that's
really
new
set
this year,
up.
Right?
Yeah, the first
I
time
seeing it. Yeah.
No, I think it's new.
Thanks, Budweiser.
I think it was the one that I think it was with Ross Kimball. We had the
was it coffee?
No, it was the one with the cool dolphin on the. I think I still have a
Citrus
bottle.
Splash. No, Citrus Splash. That was the kickoff.
That was the kickoff.
That's a Sprecher.
That's what it was. It was Citrus Splash, like their Mountain Dew kind of.
Yeah, no. But it was better.
But no, it's better. No. Come on, I have a bottle. You can take your way home.
No.
We should all go to the Sprecher.
Okay, done.
Their beer is terrible. Their sodas are good.
Do they have beer?
Yeah, they started as a beer place.
Did not know that. I know them as cream soda and root beer.
No.
It started as a beer, and they started making sodas to sell to kids because they couldn't drink the beer on the tours. And they're like, wait a minute.
That's solid marketing.
This is better.
Wait, it turns out we're a soda company that makes beer.
We'll go wherever the money is.
Just like Josh Segovia.
That's right. Time tunnel. I think we're out of segments, except for the last one. When we want to know if there's something that you're doing that you want people to enjoy, or something you're enjoying that you want to share with our listeners / viewers.
I'm not doing anything per se, other than, you know, the requisite comedy sports that we all are part of, and starting back up in August. We are looking forward to trying to figure out back-in-person shows, so those are coming soon. As well as the online stuff on Twitch, CSEN. Something I'm enjoying right now. I have so little time off just this month because we haven't been doing shows. I've just kind of just been enjoying not doing anything at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's been catching up on stuff, watching TV, movies. I've enjoyed the simple pleasure of watching a movie in a movie theater. That was fun. I was in LA for work. I've had to travel a lot these last. I was in Austin and then LA. I was in LA for work for 2 weeks, and I went to like a 10:30 showing of Black Widow, and it was me and one other guy, and we just went and sat in the icy cold air and ate our Reese's Pieces. I'm like, this is safe. I feel great. I'm just gonna watch Black Widow.
Yeah, I saw that one in the theater.
With you?
With Rob, yeah.
Did you guys like it?
Yeah, I did.
It's great.
I had fun, yeah. Pay Scarlett Johansson her money.
Yeah.
I don't care for million. Like, I don't. It doesn't matter that she's made a ton of money.
Sure.
But don't fuck people like that. Like,
was that a scandal?
Don't fuck talent.
Did they didn't pay her?
Oh, it just came out today, I think.
She's suing Disney because they said they were only going to release it in theaters, and then they did it and streaming.
And she had points. Streaming?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Ooh.
So they said she probably lost it on like $50 million.
Ooh.
Which is like...
She'll be fine, but still.
Yeah, sure. But it's principle.
It's pretty fucking over talent. I don't like that.
No,
I don't like
don't
that.
Do it.
Bigger,
don't do
that. Big ScarJo. Scale, little scale.
No.
Don't do that, ScarJo.
Pay me.
Pay the woman.
Mrs. Jost?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross.
Marriage.
Gross.
That's what he's grossed out
about. Hashtag time tunnel.
Tell me time.
Can the people follow you on social media at all?
Oh, sure. I'm on all the social medias, Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Jason Ian Geis. That's IAN in the middle. I don't do Facebook very much, but
it's
Instagram and Twitter.
No, it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
It's a cesspool.
It's all the worst.
The worst of humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We're having auditions.
Oh, yeah.
If you want, come play with us.
It'll be fun.
It will be.
It'll be fun. You can play with Rob Grabowski and Josh Kovia. Not me as much.
I'm not
better than them.
No, Rob's pretty great.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Three-time ref of the year, Rob Grabowski.
He's after me.
And also Josh plays.
Yeah. Also Ray and Josh.
And the Josh Segovia Award for presence.
That's right. I'm still mad I've never won ref of the year.
One day, buddy.
Yeah. One day, man.
Yeah. Someday I'll ref.
Someday you'll be nominated.
Not now, though. Not ready.
You're not ready.
I need more time. I don't understand the game. Moves too fast. Rob, what do you want to plug, push, or pull?
So this August, Clued In is coming back.
Oh, I love that.
Second City. We'll be there Saturdays at 7:30 for a couple weeks at least. I think we have a small run, but we'll see how that goes. So 7:30, for those unfamiliar, Clued In is an improvised murder mystery where our detective, chosen by the audience, has 45 minutes to solve the crime. But it's fun and dumb and a good time.
It's a great show.
And then I've been watching Sticking with Americans. Fantastic. Just started season 3. Frank Langella shows up. You're like, whoa!
Margo Martindale is awesome.
She's been around. Oh, yeah. She's been in since day one.
I can't remember where she's at.
A movie. Oh, you know what? I watched Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Oh, they'll do that.
And if you have not watched this movie, holy shnikes, I highly recommend
it. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it was supposed to be, I think, come out, COVID stuff. It's a Kristen Wiig movie with her and the gal that wrote Bridesmaids are the stars in it.
Yep.
And they play these weird Midwest women, and that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah,
it is not what I was expecting it to be, but boy, did I laugh a lot.
Have you seen it, Josh?
No, but it's been on my list because he's been pushing for
it's
it hard.
Good.
It's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
It's like 90 minutes. It's fun and dumb. Oh, my gosh. It's a good... You like musical numbers that shouldn't be there? You're going to like this movie.
Oh, he's spoiling it.
Okay. That's all I got. Josh, how about you?
Hello, I'm Josh. Josh Scovia sucks on Twitter. Yeah, that's where you can find me. Poppin' Pod is the social network for our little podcast here. Comedy Sports is back. CSZN Twitch. Boop. Check it out. They're very fun. And you can watch it from your home safely. The other thing, I love podcasts. I have one. I listen to them. I've only seen the first and the seventh Fast and Furious movie. But this season of newcomers, usually with Lauren Lapkus and...
The woman, Nicole Byers?
Nicole Byers. Yeah, usually they are seeing things that they've never... Watching a universe. They did Lord of the Rings. They did Star Wars. Medea, which I've never seen. I've only seen one Medea, but I watched the whole season. I listened to the whole season of... And that's wild. But this season, I think Lauren just had a baby.
Oh.
So they are watching all the Fast and Furious movies with John Gabris and Lauren's out.
Oh,
so it's John Gabris nice. And Nicole Byers.
Oh, and, I might listen to that. I like John Gabris.
The first episode was with Betsy Sidero. And me and my roommate were like, maybe we should watch along with them. Because I've only seen the first and the seventh one. So.
I just did this. I just watched them all right now.
I just saw the first one. And I forgot how ridiculous it was.
Oh, get ready.
And knowing the seventh one, because that's the freshest one in my mind, knowing like the jump that they take, it's just...
So you just finished seven?
No, no. I saw that one when it came out for some reason. Ah, yeah. But I hadn't seen that's any of them besides one.
I don't know. Did you see F9?
No, I heard it's ridiculous.
I haven't.
It's so dumb.
Yes, good.
But I'm going to watch them all now. Yeah, and, do it. It's so funny. Vin Diesel looks so young and little by comparison.
Yeah.
He's just like he's the lean. First one. Yeah, he's lean. He's definitely muscular, but he's very lean. It's just wild. And also, I mean, everybody looks like a baby. Paul Walker looks like a baby.
Yeah. Right. Skip Hobbs and Shaw.
Can I be honest? Skip them all.
Wow, that's the it's wrong. Not a movie. He's wrong. It's watch not, all of them and love them so much for being just trash.
Yeah.
But, like, so fun. They're so fun.
I definitely had fun. I was definitely, like, it was one of those I'm on my cell phone, too, movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to, like...
You're not really experiencing it, then. Seven is the most, like, are they driving between buildings?
Look.
Are they jumping through buildings?
Wait till you see.
Are they jumping out of a plane with a car?
You want me to spoil it?
This is the last time.
No, please don't. Okay, I won't. I watched all of them in an effort to lead up to F9, but F9's not playing anywhere around here. You have to go all the way down into like the loop.
Oh, boom.
Oh, really?
No, thank you.
Oh,
wow. I saw the Davis.
See, that's where I want to see it.
Yeah.
That's where I saw Black Widow. So I'll probably be watching those, listening to that.
That's fine.
I highly recommend. Very funny. Yeah.
Do you want another podcast recommendation?
Funny people. Sure.
Do you like historical stuff?
Yes and no.
So I listen to a lot of the Pod Save America guys on the Crooked Media Network. They have a brand new comedy, written one. It's called Eleanor, and it's Eleanor Roosevelt, and it's Rosamund Pike is Eleanor Roosevelt, and it's how she is technically the first woman president, and she like basically tells the story of everything that happened when all of that went down, and it's very funny, and it's all comedic actors are in it. Stephen Root is in it. Rosamund Pike. It's super fun.
What was it called again?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Yes.
It's on the Crooked Media Network.
I'm gonna do it right now.
You would like it, I think, because it's super dry but also very funny.
I haven't started it, but I downloaded a couple episodes. Is a Bill Simmons Network is doing one about Roger and Ebert, like the history of Roger and Ebert.
Do you know who the host is?
On the Ringer Media Network?
Yeah, it's on the Ringer Media Network. It's on it's being put out on one of their other podcasts.
Sure.
Something like that. But I've only downloaded a few episodes, but already I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to enjoy this.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good call.
What's another one I listen to? Wondery put one out. Wondery's hit and miss for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they had one called Death of a Starlet, and it's like a seven episode, only seven episodes, each one's about an hour, about, I can't think of it. It's a woman who, when Playboy was like turning 25 or something, they were looking for, like, just submit your photos. And her creepy boyfriend submitted her photos. Hugh Hefner went, yeah, come on in. And then she eventually like rose to fame like overnight. And then was murdered by said boyfriend.
Whoa!
So over the span of 2 years, this happened where she was like huge in LA, like killed it on Johnny Carson. A well known director, like she started an affair with this well known director.
Wow!
And then like they do a really really good job.
What's
it
called?
Death of a Starlet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna double check that one. But man, is it good?
Whoa.
It's good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Only like six episodes, about an hour. Death of a Centerfold. Sorry. Ooh. The Dorothy Stratton story. Oh, wait, that's the made-for-TV movie. Hang on.
Nope. That's not what I'm watching.
That's it.
Just go listen to the movie.
Look at that. It'll be fine.
Listen to the movie.
Yeah, I don't want to see the video.
Listen to the movies.com.
Listen to the movie.com.
That is a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, so there's a...
the blind?
There is a whole thing called listen to the movies.com. That, like, if you want to just like have it on in the background at work.
Oh,
you just have the soundtrack, the actual dialogue from the movie.
When I was working one of my least favorite jobs, one of my first corporate jobs, I would play, when I was at Groupon, I would play 30 Rock on Netflix on my phone and just listen to the audio because I had nothing else.
Sure.
This was pre-podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Radio hadn't been invented.
Was there ever a
Hey, podcasts were out before 30 Rock, weren't
they? I don't think so. That's all the time we have on the show. We have one last thing to do, and that is our end of the podcast. Cheers.
Which is written right here.
So grab your closest beverage. I'm drinking... Bye, Bubbles.
Bye, Bubbles.
And say it along with me.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Patreon demands it.
Scott is blue. Wallapalooza now requires ass. Makes you frisky. Everybody,
you're right.
As of tonight? You got in his heart tonight?
Yeah.
Wine makes you nutty, but I'll try home over again. That's Wallapalooza. My friends are going. I would not go. I would just drum makes you dumb.
Beer is a mellow drink,
but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy, vodka keeps you thin, tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again.